Good morning. It's September 2nd, and welcome to Doing Life, daily devotions for finding peace in stressful times. This is the audible companion of the book of the same name, and today's title is Fans in the Stands. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, Hebrews 12, 1 through 2. You could write a book, and believe me, many will, about the bizarre twists and ripple effects that have accompanied the pandemic of 2020 to 2021. One of the strangest is to see professional sports teams competing on television, as always, but before nearly empty stadiums, viewed only by cardboard cutouts of people filling the first 10 to 20 rows of seats. Here in Dallas, both the NBA Mavericks and the NHL Stars are involved in playoff series capping an abbreviated season played before empty arenas. In all likelihood, the Tokyo Olympics, delayed to summer 2021, might well involve empty arenas as well. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey are all experimenting with canned crowd noises in addition to cardboard cutouts. Why on earth would they go to that much trouble? The reason is simple. Athletes perform better when they're being watched. There is something about the very nature of athletic competition, the desire to win, the desire to complete a task, the desire to do one's best, that is augmented by the presence of witnesses. Is it fear of embarrassment? Is it anticipation of the accolades showered upon the victor? Is it internal, the reaching of a goal for which one has sacrificed, that is all the sweeter when witnessed and verified? Maybe it's a little of all of these. The author of Hebrews understood this, as well as the commissioner of any sports endeavor. The Greek word for witness is muartis, pronounced martis, from which we get the English word martyr. The witnesses spoken of in Hebrews are the deceased individuals who bear witness to the power of faith and to God's faithfulness. As we travel through this life on earth, we are aided by the knowledge and written testimony of those who have gone before us. In one respect, it's possibly the perspective that, well, if he or she can do it, so can I. In another, it's the recognition that no matter what the obstacles and tragedies they faced in their lives, their faith led them to a glorious final reward, an eternity in heaven, that now allows them to cheer on those who come after. So remember each day, as you deal with the vicissitudes of life, that others of the faith have seen their trials through to a successful completion, and they're pulling for you as you do the same. Keep the faith, baby. Our professional sports teams may be encouraged by the appearance of a crowd rooting for them, but you have a crowd invisible to others pulling for you, and the Savior sits in the stands along with them. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you that your Son is faithful, that you keep your promises to us, and that after we have finished the race, we will be surrounded by others who have done the same, and we can cheer on those who have come after us. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow.